On a Monday morning, it's a Monday starting a new week, and this is the week of the Dakota County Fair. It starts at the fairgrounds in Farmington this week, and I would imagine the 4-H'ers and such are already making their presence known. We have Mark Henry, one of the organizers of the event, joining us now by phone. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Now, it's Monday morning. It's fair week. What is? Are you at the fairgrounds yet, or...?
I'm sitting in the office right now. I feel like I've been here for about 2 weeks now. In actuality, we've been cranking up since the middle of the week. You know, we've got our open class entries come in on Wednesday. The ground was afloat with 4-H'ers on Saturday filling our exhibit hall. They started some open class horse event yesterday. 4-H horse started this morning, so yeah. We had a real special event come in yesterday. It was the Stephen Siller Never Forget 9/11 exhibit. We were lucky enough to book that the first 3 days of this fair. And if you want to see a fabulous once-in-a-lifetime kind of event, you need to get up here in the next 3 days.
Yeah, that is something that I know a lot of people don't want to miss. Where is that at? That's easy to find once you get to the fairgrounds?
Yeah, I'm sitting in Olberg Hall right now, which is on 2nd Street, and it's directly in front of us. They came in yesterday with a cavalcade of law enforcement from Dakota County, firefighters, EMS, literally at least 100 escort vehicles brought that exhibit to our grounds yesterday. It was utterly fabulous. We all kind of remember what happened that day, Jeff. I know where I was when I heard about the first plane. And it brought a tear to my eye, I'll be honest with you.
You know, I looked on your website. You have a picture of the vehicle, the semi-truck that brings in the display. And it's huge, you know. It's got the signage on the sign. Just looking at that semi alone looks like, wow, that must be a pretty impressive exhibit that you have there.
It was at Dodge County last year. I try to attend a number of fairs, Rice County, various fairs, and it was at Dodge County last year, and I couldn't even get into it. The line was so long. It's so well received everywhere, and we are so blessed to have that this year. Starting today at noon to 8, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to 8 tomorrow night, and then 10 to 8 on Wednesday, and then they're moving on. So if you get a chance, come up, because I don't know when you're going to see this event in this area again.
Yeah, a wonderful opportunity, and while you're there, you get to take in the rest of the fair as well. You'd mentioned the 4-H kids have already kind of invaded the place with all this stuff that they've been working on over the course of the year. Has the judging taken place yet? Is that something that's going on today? Or
yeah, that went on yesterday into today, and you know our building's open at noon today, so then you know the 4-H'ers will get an idea of you know how they did with their events. And And, you know, we're real proud of our 4-H. We're one of the biggest 4-H contingencies in the state. You know, year in and year out, we're number one or very close. So 4-H is a big part of our fair across the board.
Let's talk about the grandstand. Of course, that's one of the big draws, and people love to go to the grandstand for all the different events. And you have kind of a wide variety of things going on at the grandstand this year.
Yeah, you know, we start out tonight. Today is free, by the way. If you want to come to our fair today, we're free. Parking is $5, but it's free admittance, and we get a lot of people on this grounds on this free day, so that's kind of a hint of what we should try to get back to. But that being said, we have a donkey races tonight, and that's kind of a fun deal. It's teams of people in relay on donkeys, and it's free in the grandstand. And tomorrow night we got lawnmower races. There's a following there, and it's kind of a cool deal. Bulls and Barrels Rodeo on Wednesday night. And then if there's one thing that this fair is known for in the grandstand is demo derbies, and we got 3 nights of them. Well attended, a lot of, and one of the things that's cool about demo derbies again now, they're kind of revitalizing, and it's getting to be more and more local kids from Randolph, Northfield, Farmington, that are building their own cars in their backyard, and they're 18 years old or 17 years old, and they're participating. It's kind of cool that way.
Yeah, that's, man, there's nothing like the Demolition Derby. That's always a blast. They get such good crowds for that, and having the local aspect with the younger kids coming out and having their way out there. And you have so many different classes. I was looking online as well. You got, you know, full-size, small cars, trucks, and everything else that are going. So a lot of fun's going to be had at the Grandstand this year.
Yeah, well, I've been on Grandstand. I've been on the board now 8 years. I've been on Grandstand from the beginning, and there's a little part of me that doesn't quite understand that demo thought process, but I guess I do get it. They have a good time, so... So that's what we're looking forward to. I wanted to touch on something real quick too.
Sure.
We had a special event yesterday. We've got a board member that's been involved with this fair since 1947. He got on the board when he was 21 years old. His name is Henry Fox. And we made the decision that we were going to dedicate a building to him. So yesterday we had a ceremony at 6 o'clock, and we dedicated the Henry and Katie Fox Show Arena. And he didn't know it was coming. The family had kept him away. And, of course, he's been involved. He's still involved with our fair at 92 years old. And he didn't know that it was coming, and he was very angry when he got to the grounds because they had kept him away all day and had dinner and whatever. But the end result was it was really a good event, a lot of family, a lot of 4-H people, the board, and it was a good event, and it was well deserved on the part of Henry Fox.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, and boy, I do know some of the Fox family. They have been involved. I mean, they, I don't want to say they are the Dakota County Fair, but boy, they have really put their stamp on there with all the work that they have done for the fair through so many years. So, what a neat thing! That's good to hear.
You know, if you come up, don't. Or I shouldn't say if you come up, but if you come to our fair, make sure that you get to Dakota City. A lot of people don't realize the work and the passion that has gone into the preservation of those historic buildings. There's 15 historic buildings that date back to the Civil War on our grounds, and we have so many people that come through our grounds this year just to see every year just to see that we do. There's roughly 5,000 school age kids that go on tours throughout the summer. We're very proud of that village. I go to other fairs. I see, some parts of that, but not to the extent that we have. And we're commemorating our Dakota City Village Bank this year. It opened on August 10th of 1918 in Vermilion. And this Friday, it will be 100 years that bank's been in existence. So we're going to do a little bit of recognition of that on Friday afternoon.
All right. That sounds like a good thing. And folks, if you haven't been to that Dakota